She was taken captive. He's obligated to ransom her. We said that in the last Mishnah. If he says, she's captured, he says to her, look, I'm not going to ransom you. Here's your get and here's your ksuva. Tiftes asma. You go and redeem yourself. Aino Rasha. He's not allowed to do that, says the Mishnah. He's not permitted to do that. Laksa, if she falls ill, chav lerafoise, he is obligated to pay for her, you know, healing. Amar haray gituk suvasa terapa es atzma rasha. But if he says to in this case, he has your get and he has your ksuva, now you're obligated to heal yourself. So in that case, he is allowed to do it. In the case of captivity, he's not. In the case of the sickness, he is allowed to do that. So there's the Mephoshim, number of them go into what's the difference between the two. And he brings over here at the end of the cart, he brings some understanding of it. According to the one understanding, the responsibility for healing is like maintenance, and maintenance is on a day-to-day basis. So if he divorces her, then she becomes liable for her own maintenance, and therefore he's allowed to do that. But in the case of being captive and ransom, so she's captive while they're still married, and therefore he's obligated to ransom her. He can't get out of it by afterwards divorcing her. The pre-existing obligation to ransom her stands. So that's one understanding of the difference between the two cases.